White, Black Hawk, Colorado, October 28, 1873. Dear son Edson, we received a letter from you for the first time for many weeks, bearing a request for a loan of money. Not a word of apology for your silence. Not a word of explanation as to why my letters to you have received no response. We do not know what all these things mean. Your course since we left Battle Creek has been unexplainable to us. We cannot interpret it. Your father had received a severe shock of paralysis, and we fled from Battle Creek for our lives. He was afflicted with Merritt Kellogg's course, and the course pursued by some others in Battle Creek, and should have had comfort and encouraging, tender words of sympathy from the eldest of the only two children we have living. But in place of this were insinuations and complaints, when you know the effect of these things upon your worn-out, sick father. I have spoken of these matters before, your frettish letters from Detroit in regard to wages at Battle Creek, your high expectations, but have not received one word in response. We thought we would not get in your way, but would give you all the room you desired. Next, we hear complaints about your father. He had promised you this and that position and did not keep his word. You were fretting and complaining of your father, and did more to injure his influence than his worst enemies could have done, because you were his son. These facts, with Brother Smith's position, have had the effect upon us to make us reluctant to again come to Battle Creek. It is such a mortification that we have a son, a professed Christian, who is so void of a sense of propriety as to work, talk, and insinuate against his father, who is so feeble that the greatest care and precaution is necessary constantly to save a final shock that will end his life. I feel heartily ashamed and disgusted with your course. I have trial enough in the constant feebleness of your father, and in the burdens that others bring upon him through their jealousy and suspicions and murmuring, without having you, in addition to this, afflict us. It is a living disgrace. This state that you get yourself in. If your father does not come to your ideas when you desire it, you feel no scruples in complaining of your father to other men, who should have perfect confidence in his Christian integrity. You, my son, are making work for bitter repentance. You will have a fearful record in heaven for your unfilial conduct to your father. What if you are not understood? What if your father, in consequence of your past course, cannot put confidence in you? What if he dare not place you in responsible positions, fearing you will make a failure and hurt the cause we want built up? It is only jealousy for God's glory. You have all the chance in the world to earn a reputation in the minds of all who love God and are consecrated to His service. Men who have an experience in life are not fools. You cannot expect to have their confidence when you do those very things for which others have been reproved by God, being jealous and fault-finding of your father, and not giving him the honor due him. This from his own son is inexcusable. It is a terrible sin in the sight of God. Why I write so plainly is not to irritate you, but to let you see this terrible sin as it really is, that you may never be guilty of the like again. We pity you, for we know that you are under the control of the adversary of souls, and that Satan exults over you. If all that you imagine of your father's course toward you were true, if it were all really so, if your father slighted and misused you, then your course would be all wrong. It would be a sin for you to utter a word against him. But Satan deceives you. You are not right in your feelings, and this makes your course more grievous in the sight of God. I write to save you from making so great a mistake as you have made. Your father is your true friend. He is extremely cautious. He would be glad to help you, and he prays for you every day, and longs for you to come in a position where he can help you. I think something is due from you to your father before we dare to venture much in your case. We have only hurt you by doing so much. Let us hear from you immediately. In great haste, from your mother.